Well, we interrupted our regular programming to bring you more about the latest, that is that Iran has captured a U.S. drone that has violated the country's airspace. You're looking at the latest pictures that have come in which the IRGC has made this announcement and is backing that up with what you're seeing there on your screens. Now, the Islamic Revolution Guard Corps has said that this unmanned aerial vehicle, which is a Scan Eagle, was on a reconnaissance mission over the Persian Gulf in the past few days. And the commander of the IRGC's naval forces says that these drones often take off from giant airplane carriers stationed in and around the Persian Gulf. There you're seeing some visuals of this drone, which is named the Scan Eagle. This is not the first time that Iran has captured a U.S. drone spying on its territory. Back in December of 2011, a spy drone was captured by Iran, of which Iran later on decoded it and has obtained the technology used in the U.S. has done on a number of occasions, so much so that Tehran sent an official complaint to the U.N. on this. Of course, Tehran has been complaining that the U.S. spy drones have been violating its territory, and we're seeing another proof of that, this being a video of this U.S. Scan Eagle drone that you're seeing there that has been captured. Now, the extent of the U.S. surveillance activity is based on the number of times that Iran has said that the U.S. has violated its airspace, whether it's on the eastern side of the country or on the border with Afghanistan, of which sites have been mentioned by Iran of violations by the U.S. Last time around, the U.S. President Barack Obama, when the drone was captured back in December 2011, the response the U.S. gave was that they wanted the drone back. Of course, that's not something that Iran complied to. But here we have the Scan Eagle drone and its capture that's made by the IRGC. And the latest pictures are testament to just that. In recent months, the Americans have increased the surveillance of Iran's territory with the use of these drones. And they have said that this is not something that they are in violation of, as some of the reactions. They maintain that surveillance is conducted off the country's shoreline, which is in line with international law. But that's not how Iran sees it. Iran sees this as being a violation of its territory, and that U.S. Spy drones spying on Iranian territory is not complying with international laws. And there you are seeing the video of this U.S. Scan Eagle drone that has been captured by the IRGC. Now, of course, there's some speculation that the U.S. has stepped up the surveillance of Iran's territory in response to Iran's drive for civilian nuclear energy. Also, some statements being made based on some reports that this has been done over Iran's nuclear power plants, but that's the reaction coming from the other side. At this point, what we can say is that Iran has captured this U.S. drone. It has stated that it has violated its territory and its airspace, and that this unmanned aerial vehicle was on a reconnaissance mission over the Persian Gulf, of which the commander of the IRGC naval forces has said that these drones often take off from giant airplane carriers. Of course, in reference to U.S. Carriers, the name of this particular drone is called the Scan Eagle, of which you're seeing there the images. This was captured by Iran in its airspace, and the accusation Iran has made that it was spying over its territory over the Persian Gulf in the southern part of Iran. It's interesting to see. This is another model of the a drone that has been captured, this one named the Scan Eagle. The prior one was a different type of drone which was captured in reference to the one back in December of 2011. That particular spy drone model was the RQ-170. But the latest that you're seeing there, Justin, of the Scan Eagle drone that has been captured by Iran, the second U.S. drone in less than a year. We have to wait and see what type of statement is going to be issued by the U.S., whether it's through their State Department or perhaps the U.S. President coming out and making a statement of that effect. Of course, the repercussions of this could be seen in the testy relations that do exist between Iran and the United States. But we have to wait and see what kind of explanation the U.S. has to give about this. And what's interesting is that the U.S. violates Iran's airspace based on statements made by Iran On numerous occasions, this being the latest one of which it has resulted in Iran capturing the U.S. drone. There was an incident back about a month ago of which another U.S. drone entered Iran's airspace, of which it was driven away by Iran's Air Force. At that point, no capture there as a result, only the fact that the U.S. spy drone entering Iran's airspace was driven away by Iran's Air Force. But this particular incident, Iran has said that over the past few days they have spotted this drone spying on Iran's territory over the Persian Gulf waters in southern Iran, and it resulted in the successful capture by Iran, in which the IRGC has come out with the latest pictures sending as proof to the capture of this particular U.S. Drone by the name of Scan Eagle. And again, the latest pictures that you see there are the video of this U.S. Scan Eagle drone captured over the Persian Gulf waters, brought down by Iran in Iran's hands. And the IRGC has sent us the latest pictures showing their capture of this particular U.S. drone. And keep in mind, what you're seeing there is, at least from the visual here, that it's intact. Don't see any really parts missing there. However, that's up for analysts to pretty much break down the capture and the actual piece being in one whole piece there. But it appears to be brought down and in one piece, as we're seeing there. There's explanations that are being given there by the people involved, which are probably personnel of the armed forces of Iran, of the IRGC. But we're seeing the successful capture of this particular drone by the name of Scan Eagle. It's going to be interesting also to see, of course, this could be classified information, of what type of information this particular drone has indeed intercepted. There's a big question as to the border that exists in the Persian Gulf in terms of any intrusion that's being made, which is roughly about 20 miles. But when it comes to a spy drone, obviously it could be beyond the 20 miles spying onto different territories or different countries. In this particular case in point, being that Iran feels like this particular drone was spying on Iran's territory over the Persian Gulf in the past few days, resulting in action from the Iran to pursue it, bringing it down. There's an explanation given there, and we're seeing obviously the drone in one piece, complete, as far as we can see from here. Now, so far, this is not a case in point or an instant that is rare. This has been an incident that has repeated itself on a number of occasions. Iran has complained formally to the UN regarding the U.S. violation of its airspace, of its territory. It formally protested this to the Pentagon in terms of the spying activities back in November in a letter that was sent to the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. The UN asserted at that point that the U.S. had violated Iranian airspace with its drone flights. But in particular, in the past month, this particular incident was repeated in scope just about a month ago, or maybe a little over a month ago, of which a U.S. drone came into Iranian territory and it was chased away by Iranian fighter jets. And then another case of a U.S. drone being captured and brought down was back in December of 2011, in which the Iranian Air Force was able to bring the U.S. drone down. This was around the Afghan border, of which it was sighted. that the U.S. drone was spying on Iranian territory. However, Iran has been complaining about this U.S. violation, and one of the reasons cited by the officials, based on some of the reports that we're getting, is that the Americans are increasing the surveillance of Iran's territories, in this case, some points in the southern part of the country, based on what they say is Iran's nuclear reactor, the Bushehr power plant. But again, this is based on some reports, can't be independently verified at this point. It's going to be interesting to see what type of classified information is going to be revealed in terms of what the U.S. has obtained. But obviously, it shows the extent of these drones in terms of what they can or cannot do. And of course, Iran has successfully brought down this particular drone.